It's 35 minutes past the hour. Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning.
How are you doing awesome. This morning?
Awesome. Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great myself. Good to have you on as always. And there's always a lot of drivers that look forward to talking to you. Again, another week of good questions that you have. Another segment, I should say, of good questions that you have. What got you into the industry? And what is important to you when interviewing with a new company? I just spoke with my last caller. He was a first-time caller and been listening for a while. But he, as a matter of fact, it's ironic, he told what got him into the industry. His dad drove until he was 79 years old. So that's
right. God bless him.
Yeah, and he's been driving for 39 years, and his son drives. And so it's a family affair. So with some truck drivers, it's because their family, you know, family members or, you know, the mom or the dad or both drove. And then for others, it may have been a childhood dream. But we're looking forward to hearing from you. Our number is 615-292-6366. If you want to get on and talk with Jackie and tell her your story, what got you into the trucking industry and what is important to you when interviewing at a new company. Well, Jackie, has there been anything, because we know you have some clients, and has there been a change or anything new that you can tell us about with the folks that you deal with?
Yeah, you know, these last, you know, months or so have actually been pretty good in the industry. Obviously, we always hear about these massive truck driver shortages, and they're definitely coming, but freight has slowed down a little bit. So a lot of our clients have been able to retain drivers, and also by us implementing really great programs. And again, I want to thank everyone for listening, because we're able to relay everything that we hear here, and we relay it back to our customers, because it obviously makes sense for us to listen to the men and women that are on the road out there every day to see what's going to work for them. So a lot of our clients have actually increased, and due to the show, which is really fantastic, have retained a majority of their drivers, where they went from maybe 75% turnover, they're now down to, you know, 50%, 35%. So again, I just want to thank, you know, Tim for us being on the show, and thank everyone for calling in, because we're able to really relay everything back to our clients, which is really awesome. I think I was able to chime in and listen to the last caller, which, you know, being that his you know, dad was a truck driver and he's been driving for a while. And I think that's what's the beauty of trucking, is that there really is a family atmosphere around it. And there are a lot of small and medium sized businesses that, you know, are run by previous truck drivers. And now they're CEOs of companies. And I think that's what's the beauty of this industry. So I'd love to hear the stories of, you know, folks that have gotten on the road because of their great grandfather or their dad themselves. And also the folks that didn't, and how did they hear about trucking, and what made it an interesting occupation for them?
We're going to go to the phone lines in just a little bit. 615-292-6366. Did I ever share my story with you, about how I got into trucking?
It was maybe like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear it again.
Yeah, mine, just very briefly, mine actually from my dad. He drove, and actually, he started buying me trucks, of course, when I was just a little boy, little baby, but that's what I knew that I was going to get for Christmas, you know, when I was old enough to know. But he would be on the floor playing with the trucks with me and describing the, you know, different elements of the truck. And he would take me, like on a Sunday afternoon, we would go down to the truck dealership, and he would pick me up and look through the windows, you know, of the trucks and explain to me the different things. And of course, you know, I got a chance to ride with him just only a few times, because he and my mom divorced when I was about 8 years old. But I got a chance to ride with him a few times. And so I've always been mesmerized and interested in trucking. So I have to blame it on my late dad for getting me into trucking. But so many others got into trucking that way as well, or learned about trucking, or became intrigued with trucks. But we're going to go to New York, not far from where you are. And
yeah, this is Seth, my neighbor.
Yeah, that's right. And Doc is with us. He's going to tell his story. Doc, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Doc.
So I actually got into trucking by actually a challenge. Working for a paramedic service, and the EMT that I was working with said, hey, let's go, and we'll do teams since we work together anyway. So he never went through with it. I did. I started with a big box company. I realized real quick that it wasn't for me, the big box company.
Sure.
So the company I'm with now gives me the freedom that I need as a driver. They give me the pay that I want to keep me here. They have the runs that I like, the schedule that I like, and they give me the ability to be in control of my truck.
That's amazing.
They don't tell me which way I have to go. You know, if I hear of an accident, I don't have to call them and get approval to go a different way. My truck is not governed, so I have control of my speed. They give, you know, I have full control of my truck. You know what I mean? That's important for me, only because there's times when there's times you got to go slower, but there's times that you also need to have that extra little bit of pedal to get out of the way.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And I don't have that.
Yeah. How did you hear about this company?
Actually, I knew a couple people that worked here. And it's kind of weird because my one friend, I put an application in. They weren't actually hiring. But my one friend actually rolled a truck in Jersey on an off ramp. The day that they fired him, they hired me. So it was kind of weird,
sweet,
and
right?
I was nervous about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're still friends today, so it's
that's good.
Still, you know. So, but you know, they don't they're not real pushy here, and I like that. Plus, on top of it, I make great money. I mean, I've never worked for a company where I've made as much money, and I keep an eye on the market. And I haven't seen anybody. I think based on their advertisements, Walmart is the only one close to what my company is.
Okay. What size company is it? How many drivers do they have?
Now we're a medium-sized company. We started out as a small company with about 10 trucks, but we got a large account, and so now we have 60 trucks. We have 60 trucks and about 150 trailers.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Right on. It seems like they're getting really good contracts and able to pass along those fruits of labor to the drivers.
We only actually have one contract.
Right.
And then we cover the spaces with one broker. We deal with one broker and we have one contract. It's really, really strange because, you know, I know most companies, they deal with multiple brokers and they have multiple contracts, and the way that they do it here, it's, we have one customer, and we have a contract with, a 5-year contract, and that's how come we had to expand from the 10 trucks.
Sure. Sure.
So we had an original contract that was a 3-year contract, but we were doing so well with that. They wanted more. They wanted us to take care of their other location, which actually replaced a national carrier, one of the big box companies. They kicked them out and brought us in to cover, and redid our contract for a 5-year.
Wow.
And that's the other thing. I know a lot about the business because they're very open with what's going on and what's happening. And that's also important.
Yeah. You have full transparency with the company, which is amazing.
Yes. So the all that stuff combined together is what's keeping me where I'm at.
That's great. Love it. Freedom, transparency. Seems like they're doing the right thing. Really happy for you. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
Thanks, Doc.
You too.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, Doc.
615-292-6366. We're going to pull over for a break, and we'll go right back to the phone lines on the other side of these messages. Jackie is with us on Retention Attention on Sirius XM 146. Jackie McManus is with us. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. What got you into the trucking industry? How did you hear about trucking in the first place? And then what is important to you when interviewing with a new company? These are the questions that Jackie has for you this morning. Let's go to Crazy Wolf in Alabama. Good morning to you, Crazy Wolf. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning. I sort of have three questions. Well, actually, not three questions, but I got into trucking because I used to take my lunches into in a parking garage at a business that I was working at, and here's a truck going by on the highway. And every day I would drive home past the fairgrounds, and I would see the Roadmaster truck school, and I thought I would try that because I was a contractor. And so I never knew how long my assignment was going to last, and that's how I got into trucking. I have two questions. I have one that's regarding recruitment, but I also have another question regarding detention. I don't know which you would prefer, or if I can ask both of them, that would be fine. I mean, if that's okay.
Hi, Crazy Wolf. I mean, Tim, if you're good with it, I would love to hear both questions.
Okay. Well, the first question is, I went to work, I applied with a company, and I had what was called a chive ladder. That's what the doctors kept calling it. Every time, if I didn't drink a ton of liquid before the test, or whatever you want to call it, I couldn't pee, no matter what. I would be like a camel. I mean, I could store tons and tons of water. But so this company that I tried to go to work for, told me that, you're going to have to go get a doctor's certification or whatever, saying that you have a medical problem. I said, I don't have a medical problem. I have a side bladder. Well, they wouldn't accept that. Anyway, so I called up another company. And I went to, basically I went to work for that company because I was able to go, I made sure I drank plenty of liquid, and I was able to go, and so they took me on, and unfortunately that company didn't keep me, I won't go into that, but I've been with the multitude of companies, and one of the companies that I applied to, I don't want to badmouth any companies.
Yeah, you don't have to mention any names or anything.
They said that they could not hire me because of what that had happened. Now, I am working right now. I am working for a small guy, and I've been working for him for almost 5 years. And he didn't have a problem with that, and other companies I contacted haven't had a problem with that, and...
What's the question?
I'm going to have a problem.
Uh-oh, I think we lost Crazy Wolf.
Trying to get on with another
time. Okay, so Crazy Wolf, you're going in and out. So basically your question is if you would be able to get on with another company with that condition. Is that what you're asking?
Right. Well, I don't have the condition now.
Yeah, I think we lost him. Yeah, Crazy Wolf, sorry about that. We lost you, buddy. And I still didn't quite get the question that you were asking. Sorry about that, buddy. If you can, before we get off the air, if you can give us a call back, and we'll try to get you back in. Let me get this email to you, Jackie. This is from one of our listeners.
Great.
He says, hi, Jackie. The way I got into trucking is basically through my dad. my grandfather drove, and my great-grandfather drove. So I guess you could say this is a family tradition. One of the things that I learned from my dad in interviewing with a company is asking not so much about the pay, but as far as how the drivers are treated. And what I asked the recruiters is that on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the most complaints, or the highest number of complaints, how many complaints do you think you receive from drivers in terms of how they are being treated on the road, at your company, on the road? So this right here has helped me in narrowing my search, helping me narrowing my search for companies, and also it has helped me to decide what company I go to, because some companies will say, we don't have any complaints at all. I know not to go to that company. Some companies will say, well, we are at number 9 on the scale from 1 to 10 in terms of the complaints we get. For some reason, I decided to go with that particular company this time, and I haven't been happier in my life. Actually, because I realized that they were more transparent, they were honest, and they do get complaints, but when they do get a complaint, they do their best to fix the complaint.
Wow. That is amazing. That is an amazing email, and I think he's spot on. You know, it's definitely not about the pay, and Tim, I think we talked about this last time. The pay's all relative now in the industry, right? Mm-hmm. And what it comes down to is the overall benefits, and those are expensive, and how they're treating the drivers. I think his dad's advice is spot on, and every driver should be asking those questions. I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go back. Well, I was getting ready to go to Hollywood. Hollywood dropped off. Wow. And Hollywood was our last. Maybe that's Hollywood calling back in. So we'll give Drea a minute to get this. Yeah, this is Hollywood coming back in. So Drea, get her locked in, and we'll go to Hollywood. Hollywood, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Hollywood.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm just trucking through California on Highway 58, headed to my destination.
Beautiful. Where are you headed?
I'm headed to Benicia, California, which is just right outside of the Sacramento area. I do this
beautiful
one every week. Yeah, just want to give you a little bit of insight. I got into the trucking industry because of my husband. I was a financial manager for about 15 years. Decided to get out of the business. He was already trucking. And so I decided to go to a school out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I finished the school within about 5 weeks. I had a lot of recruiters come into this school, trying to recruit you. But the big box companies, and I wanted to stay more to a smaller format of trucking company if I possibly could. My husband, of course, he was already trucking, and he was willing to make a changeover that was going to fit the both of us, because, of course, I was not going to run a flatbed truck. We were very fortunate. I had an instructor to pull me off to the side after driving with him in my actual drive hours. He pulled me off to the side and told me that I could handle a truck very well, and that he thought was the perfect fit for me for a company with me and my husband, and informed me of a company of Siloam, North Carolina. Won't name any names of the company, but we just call ourselves the Blue Crew. We called these guys, and they pretty much run all the reports on us 8.5 years ago. We are still with them today, and don't have any plans on leaving. They are very transparent. They are not a large company. They hold about 60 to 65 trucks. Of course, we have more trailers, and we do have contracts that we pull for.
That's amazing. I mean, right on. Kudos to your instructor for giving you the opportunity to hear from another company, because I know what those recruitment events are like, and you know, you're hearing from a lot of the big box companies, which is sometimes it's not necessarily what you're looking for when you're just looking, you know, when you're just starting and
I mean, the children are grown. They're grown, and they're out of the home, but you still have a home life as well. And this company caters to that almost.
That's amazing.
If you want to run back to back, you're more than welcome to do so. Mm-hmm. But we do 5-day trips. I'm Monday through Friday, and I'm home on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, and they sort of worked it for my scheduling, because I am, you know, I'm affiliated with the church. I'm, you know, I sing in the choir with the church, so I needed that. Worked out perfectly. So, there's companies out there for you guys that are looking for the companies that are not the big box companies that really do want to keep you out on the road for long periods of time. There are companies out there. Do your research.
Absolutely.
That's a great message.
Well, Hollywood, thank you so much for your call, and you guys be safe out there.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. And Jackie, thank you so much for all you do, and we certainly look forward to talking to you next time around.
Yeah, right on, Tim. Thank you so much. Time always flies when we're on the phone.
It certainly does, because we have so much fun talking to our drivers out there.
Thank you so much, Tim, and thank you, everyone, for calling in, and look forward to next time.
All right, Jackie. Have a great day now.
Have a great day.